Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today, being joined by the community health educator at the Dallas County Health Department, Natalie Peters. And Natalie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And here we are in the month of May 2024, it's just flying by. And there's a lot to get to here in May. So we'll start out with Mental Health Awareness Month. Can you provide some examples of different forms of mental health?
Yeah. So mental health refers to your overall emotional, psychological well-being, whereas mental illnesses is another term that's commonly used. And those are diagnosable conditions that can affect your mental health. So those would be like depression or anxiety. So taking care of your mental health can come in many different forms, and it's about whatever feels right for you. So some habits that, you know, might help you boost your mental health could include just getting enough sleep, exercising, practicing stress management, enjoying your favorite hobbies. So kind of whatever feels right for you and makes you feel good.
Well, good. Well, thank you for doing that. But why is it important to really address and treat mental health?
Yeah, so it's important to take care of our minds, just like it's important to take care of our bodies. In fact, the two are connected, because having poor mental health can be associated with increased risk of certain health problems, like heart disease even. That's kind of similar to what we talked about with stress management last time. So having good mental health can also just increase your general quality of life. You're going to feel better if you're not in a constant state of stress, and, you know, if you have a positive mindset and feel well rested and things like that.
So what are maybe some steps to take in order to begin that process of addressing mental health?
So if you've never really thought about taking care of your mental health, but you want to start now, or maybe you've noticed some signs of mental health problems in your life, it's good to start by talking to someone you trust. So that could be a friend or family member, your primary care doctor, or a therapist. And then you can also try just implementing habits into your routine, like the ones I mentioned before. So finding a physical activity that you just enjoy doing. I really enjoy going on walks, so that's kind of my go-to. Prioritizing sleep or practicing mindfulness and meditation. Those are kind of things you can do to start to see if you feel better.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing information on that. Now it's also Skin Cancer Prevention Month here in May. Can you talk about some of the precautionary measures to take when it comes to skin cancer?
Yeah, so most skin cancers are caused by too much exposure to ultraviolet or UV light. So these rays come from the sun, but also from tanning beds and sun lamps. So to lower your risk of skin cancer, you should really just avoid those artificial tanning beds and sun lamps altogether. And then when it comes to the sun, it's good to be outside and things like that, but just be mindful to stay in the shade when you can. Wear clothing that covers your arms and legs, and you can find things that are lightweight that don't make you feel too hot either. Wear a hat and sunglasses to protect your head, your ears, your neck, your eyes. Those are all things that can be affected by the sun that maybe people don't think about as much. And then as far as sunscreen, look for at least SPF 15 and then reapply every 2 hours if you can.
Good, especially coming up here on summer. Good things to remind people about. And are there different types of skin cancers?
Yes. So the most common forms are melanoma. That one is the most deadly, but it's not the most common. And then the other two common forms are called basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma.
Thanks for providing that. Now, should people schedule regular checkups with their doctor to keep up with this?
Yeah, so the Skin Cancer Foundation recommends that everyone see a dermatologist for a full body skin exam once a year, and then more often if you have a high risk of skin cancer, which you can discuss with your doctor. In between checkups, keep an eye out for new skin growth or sores that don't heal, as well as changes in moles. So talk to your dermatologist or your primary care doctor if you notice any of those signs, those are potential signs of skin cancer.
We're speaking here with community health educator Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. Now, Natalie, also May is Stroke Awareness Month. We'll start off with what just causes a stroke.
So strokes are caused by either blocked blood flow to the brain or from sudden bleeding in the brain. So the first type can happen because of blood clot or plaque buildup in your arteries. Those can go into the brain, and that's the most common type. And then rarely, you can also get sudden bleeding from bursting brain aneurysm. So those are the two leading causes.
And what are the signs and symptoms of a stroke?
Right. So it's really important to be aware of those, because, you know, you do have to act quickly if you notice them in yourself or in someone that you're around. So remember the acronym BFAST. That's kind of a quick way to keep those at the top of your mind. So B is balance. Is there a sudden loss of balance? E is eyes. Is there a sudden loss of vision in one or both eyes? F is face, for drooping, weakness, or numbness on one side of the face. A is for arm. Is one arm or leg weak or numb? S is speech. Is speech slurred or unrecognizable? Or maybe they're having trouble understanding you. And then T is time. So if you see someone experiencing any of those symptoms, even if they go away, be sure to call 911 or go to the hospital right away.
All right. So be fast. That's a good way to think about it. Thank you. Now, is there anything someone should do after they experience a stroke?
Yeah. So about 1 in 5 people who survive a stroke will experience a second one. So it's important to work with your doctor to make a plan to reduce your risk of that happening. Whether you've previously had a stroke or not, you can practice healthy habits that keep your blood vessels healthy. So those would be like eating a balanced diet, exercising at least 2.5 hours per week, avoiding tobacco and alcohol, and then controlling any chronic conditions you might have, like high cholesterol or diabetes.
And again, sticking here with Stroke Awareness Month, are strokes hereditary, Natalie?
Yeah, so genetic factors can play a role in stroke risk factors, like high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And if, you know, you have a family member who's had a stroke in the past, you might be at a higher risk for having a stroke yourself. But you can also still reduce your risk by practicing healthy habits like the ones I mentioned earlier. So if you're concerned about your stroke risk, just be sure to talk to your primary care doctor.
Well, thank you for providing us with all that information. And now we'll get to something that's local here at the Dallas County Health Department, and that is the 2024 Health Assessment. There's a survey that's out now. So we'll just start off with, what does the survey consist of?
Yeah, so the purpose of the survey is to gather data about the health status of our community. So then we use that information to guide our health improvement activities for the next 3 years here at the health department and with other community partners. So the survey can be taken online. It'll take about 10 minutes to complete. And then the questions are covering several areas of health. So those would include access to healthcare, chronic disease management, mental health, substance use, and then social determinants of health.
And I know the assessment actually closes soon, this month, in fact, in May. So when is the deadline for people to take it by?
Yes, the survey closes on May 24th. So if you want your voice to be heard in the community and to influence the topics that the health department focuses on for the next few years, be sure to take the survey before then.
Awesome. Okay, thank you for that. And the last survey you did was in 2021. Can you recall what the results were of that one?
Yes. So the survey link is for residents of Dallas, Polk, and Warren counties. But in Dallas County specifically, our top priorities for health improvement in 2021 were access to care, mental health, nutrition and physical activity, heart disease and stroke, and substance use. So we'll see, if there's any changes.
Last question, of course, where can residents access this survey?
So you can find the link to the survey on the Dallas County Health Department's Facebook, Instagram, and X or Twitter pages. Our username is @DallasCoHealth. We've been posting about that for the last couple months, so just scroll through and find a post. Or if you're ready to type in the URL, it's www.prcsurvey.com/begin/CentralIowaCHNA2024.
And we'll have that link on our website at raccoonvalleyradio.com, so we'll help you out a little bit.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Again, that is the community health educator, Natalie Peters, here at the Dallas County Health Department. Natalie, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.